We are joined now by a veteran forward of the Edmonton Oilers, Olympian, gold medalist, Ryan Smith. Mr. Smith, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Did you say Brian or Ryan for those Master tickets?
That was Brian, yes.
Oh, okay.
You've never been to the Masters?
That's a bucket list there, bud.
Yeah, well, I guess you'd have to wait till you're retired because you're always playing hockey in early April, so it wouldn't really work for you.
Yeah. Yes, that is
well,
true.
Well, when you're retired, you can take me. You know, I'll caddy for you. It'll be good.
Too loud, though, bud. You're too loud. Well, I don't know if you got to be quiet at that course, you know, and I don't know if that would fit you very good. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, I'll tell you, golf would put me to sleep live, so I would probably be the guy sitting under the big tree just having a nap. So.
Well, we'll go for dinner then.
Yeah.
We'll go for dinner.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We will. A few things. Now, I know here at Peterson, I think you have a vehicle with him. Was it you or Jones who had to drive the pink car around town?
That was Brian Jones. Yeah, that wasn't me.
No?
They were smart enough not to give it to me.
Oh, well, you probably would have drove it, though. You would have liked it. No, your kids would have loved it.
Oh, my kids would have loved it, but I probably wouldn't have left the rink.
Right. The Olympics, I know you're obviously, you know, they had the moniker Captain Canada, so I know you hunker down and watch all the sports. I noticed Andrew Ferentz sent out a Vine today of you guys watching the game together, and like every other Canadian, pretty intent into this game. It was quite the comeback for the women.
Yeah, we were on the ice for most of the game, and then we caught that it was 2-2 and it was going into overtime. We had practice was done, so we came in and watched it, and you know, obviously it's very exciting to see Canada prevail, but the way they did it was, you know, I think very special for them, and that's great to see.
Now, you've won an Olympic gold medal, so you know how it feels. Tomorrow's game, are you just like any normal fan, and have you guys talked to your coach to ensure that you guys can watch the game and not be on the ice?
Well, Everly did that for us already. So we're practicing at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
8 in the morning. So if you want to come down, Greg's, and watch practice, that's great.
Yeah, well, no offense. No, I will not be down at practice tomorrow.
we'll be able to watch the game for sure.
Okay. Now, as a player, and I've talked to Brian Trotche about this, and he said, you know, he's far removed, so he just kind of enjoys it. Are you a guy, because you're still playing, is it exciting to watch, or do you still think, man, I'd rather be playing in it?
Well, there's no question you want to play in it. I mean, especially when I've been fortunate enough and had the opportunity to play in the Olympics and fortunate to win it. And, yeah, you want to play, but, you know, times move on, and yes, I'm excited as a fan more than anything. And as everybody knows, I'm a proud Canadian, and you know, it's exciting to see, you know, each country obviously match up really well, not only just to the Canadians, but you know, the U.S. is obviously strong. You can see a tremendous amount of work that goes into a short tournament, so it's great to be a fan and watch.
Everybody talks about chemistry and trying to find it right away. You know, it's the best players in the league usually that have come together to play in these games. Is chemistry overrated, Ryan, in a tournament like that? Is as far as it maybe being hard to find? What do you think?
Greg, yeah, absolutely. It's something that obviously, like I said, a short tournament, you got to find a good chemistry, and that's why I think they chose some of the players as far as, you know, two forwards staying together. You got a couple pairs of D that have played together. You know, these are the best players in the world. They can adapt with anything, but you know, you're playing less of a role, so to speak, with minutes. And you got to find a way to get yourself involved in the game, whether it's PK or PP or 5-on-5. And when you get your chances, you got to make sure you make the most of your chances. But chemistry is a big part of any kind of short tournament.
Ryan Smith joins us. You have any wagers with either Hendricks, Petrie, or Potter, the three Americans?
Nothing yet. I'm sure when I get to the rink in the morning, we'll start trying to finagle something up so that you can see that Canada prevail, and yeah, it'll be fun.
Now, Ryan, you guys went into the Olympic break playing your best hockey this season, having won 6 of 7. From your vantage point, what's been the difference to the success suddenly?
I think a little bit of everything. I think you're starting to see that us as players are starting to adapt to Dallas's plan that he set out for us, and execution is the key. And I think we're executing it, properly. I think we've done that sporadically throughout the year, but we're doing it more consistently. And when you get that consistent, you're going to get a better result, and that's what we're getting right now.
Was the system that hard and that different for guys to really understand and accept and play?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a huge difference. I think it's just the getting a read for another coach. We've had 3 coaches in the last 3 years, and that's since I've been here, but I'm sure there's, 4 or 5 in the last 4 years. So you got to be able to, like Coach says, he's got to get a read on us, and we got to get a read on him and his system and each other. And I think that's where I think a lot of the stuff it was at the start is that we're trying to get a read from each other. And, and then it comes down to executing and sticking to the game plan once you're in those situations.
Ryan Smith joins us. Ryan, I know you're 101st now in goals. You and Patrick Eliash are battling. Have you been monitoring his progress this season?
Well, just since we were out there, that's why that was our last game was against was Jersey. So, other than you guys mentioning it, I think a while back, Greg, you mentioned it to me, and since then I've kept a little bit of tabs on it, but for the most part, I just try to go out and contribute as best I can for the team right now.
You're at a later stage of your career. And, how many years left? I think it's safe to say you've got fewer years left than you would have had 4 or 5 years ago. This team isn't making the playoffs this year, Ryan. I know you bleed the Oilers. Have you had any conversations with Craig McTavish? I know you don't have a no-movement clause, but if a team was looking for a veteran guy who can kill the penalty, help on their second power play unit and such, would you be open to that at this stage of your career?
Yeah, I haven't really, thought about it too much. We just came off a nice little break with my family. We went down to Mexico, and I've really just tried to, dial in with that, be in joined with that, and now just getting back in the thick of hockey and that side of things. It's obviously, flattering that there could be a team that's interesting, but like you said, I bleed the oil, and that's out of my control, and I'm just going to go and enjoy what I have left, whether it's this year, a few years, or whatever it is that my body can stand.
You look at your career, and it's a guy who was drafted in the top 10, played over 1,000 games. You almost had 400 goals. You've won an Olympic gold medal. The only thing missing is that Stanley Cup, and that's what guys play for. And would you like that pull? Because I know you're a big family guy. You just had another baby. You got 4 kids now in Edmonton. Would you weigh that heavily? Does it look to say, man, I don't want any regrets, and if the offer came, I might have to take it just because we all play for the opportunity to win the Stanley Cup?
Well, like you said, Gregs, I mean, you're as a player that has been around for a while, and even when you first break in the league, what is your first goal is obviously to make the NHL, and obviously the next is to win a Stanley Cup. I've been blessed to play over 1,000 games, and I've had a great career in that front, but yeah, there's one thing missing, and there's a tremendous upside here with the Oilers, and we'll see. Time will tell. I mean, I'm enjoying being back here in Edmonton. We're going to retire back here, like I said, whether it's in years' time or whenever my body permits. But you never put any kind of regrets on life. You just got to go out and enjoy today.
One last one. Coming out of this Olympic break, I know practice, you guys got back yesterday. You were on the ice for 20 minutes, and then you had an off-ice bike session. How do you ensure, you know, was that break a good thing for your team, Ryan? And do you think this extra practice time, now that the guys maybe have a better understanding of the coach and he has a better understanding of the players, that you guys can come out and at least maybe have a good final 22 games with 15 of them being at home?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, anytime you get some kind of a break through the year is obviously great mentally, you know, and physically, you know, whether you're recouping from a couple banged up little bruises or odds and ends that your team goes through throughout the year. But for the most part, it's you know, more the mental game than anything, just trying to get your body and your mind away from it and just sort of rest up. And yeah, we were going good there. You always want to keep things going when they're going good, but it doesn't happen very often. Obviously, once every 4 years, it seems to happen if you're not playing in the Olympics. So you utilize that time of that time in that period for sure.
Well, Ryan, always good to catch up with you, and best of luck with the orders when the returns. And who knows what happens between now and March 5th? Maybe you're an order, or maybe you're having a chance to go for a cup. And if so, I wish you all the best.
Well, thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on.